Welcome back, everyone, to the greatest disaster on the internet. It's 4Heads Podcast. I'm Golden Boy, joined by Reinforce, Brand, and Sideshow. And we're going to talk about some crap today. And hopefully, let's not try to offend some people. Let's see.
When do we ever offend people?
Okay. I don't know. We'll find a way.
I think we offended Icelandic people in the first episode, saying they had the worst tasting food in the world.
When did we say that?
They're disgusting, like, fish that was, like...
Yeah, but, they do have disgusting fish.
Yeah, but surely someone was like, no, it's amazing. No, you're talking shit about
Iceland. There's only, like, 10 people that live in Iceland, so I don't think we have to really worry about it.
See, now they're offended again.
Yeah, now you just offended them again. So we do, I gotta...
10% of the population of Iceland went to the World Cup. In any other country, that would just ruin the infrastructure. But there's only, like, 10 people there, so it's just one guy.
They have pretty high average SR for.
They just had.
They do.
Do they really?
Wait, what are we talking about?
Iceland.
Okay. Brandon's in his dark void. Johnny's back home. But Josh, for some reason, like, what is going on with you?
I don't know. I'm just the face of the sun at the moment. I've taken over.
The sun has found a way to go to different.
You tried turning your lights off.
Wow, yeah, let me try that, Brent. I'm sure that'll work.
Yeah, okay, well, funny. Josh is now going to go turn his lights off. Actually, it doesn't look half bad. Yeah, it looks better than it did before.
Okay, now it's going to be terrible.
Okay, now, see, okay, now you just look like a sexual predator.
Yeah.
Horror game.
Now you look really bad. For the audio listeners, this guy is just, it's the kind of scene that you'd expect, they hunt down a serial killer down to his final hideout. And they catch him on the PC, and he's just there hunched.
And then suddenly, he looks.
The light turns on.
Like the villain of a Star Wars movie, if it was made by high school students for a movie project.
Ah, yeah. No, actually, I think that's what Bren looks. Well, yeah, I think both of them have that.
Maybe, yeah, because Bren has blonde hair, and so he's like kind of fashionable, but he's also like black background, kind of like Empire.
How is Brent does look like he's on the set of the Death Star.
Huh?
How is life as a blonde? Are you having more fun?
Well, my IQ's lower.
See, told you we were going to offend people.
Yeah, immediately.
That was a pretty funny joke.
I feel much prettier, though.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people
really
like
it. You do look stylish.
A lot of people really like it.
Wait, you're blonde?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we dyed
it. Okay, it looks exactly the same to me. I mean, no.
It's a very dirty blonde. Like, you compare it to some of the other pictures.
Oh, you're so dirty blonde.
I think you should go full XQC and just put a bunch of, like, hairstylist thing in it, so it just, like, spikes all over the place. And, like, kind of...
Well, I'm gonna,
now
I'm...
it kind of lies flat. I think you should just lift it up more and just...
I'm gonna get it dyed silver. All of it.
Really? Wow. Okay, let's calm down, Ninja.
Well, yeah, I've realized that there's, like, a positive correlation between dyeing your hair and your success in life.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to dye my hair black when I was 15 and into emo music. So no.
Oh,
there's
that's different. You need to do it like bright colors. If you don't do bright colors, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
What would it take if you dye your hair black, emo Johnny back?
Well, I was about to say, if you dye your hair black, you're either emo or you're graying and you are rejecting it.
No, I literally want it to be edgy.
Yeah, you're either emo or you're a boomer and you're trying to show the world that you're actually still young.
All right, before we get into our first topic of the day, which involves that, let's just go ahead and remind everyone, make sure you're out there supporting us on YouTube. You can subscribe on 4Heads on YouTube. You just search 4Heads. We're the first channel you'll see. We're trying to hit 6,000 subs. Do something for us, please. Then we have our podcast. As always, you can rate us on all podcast platforms, Spotify, iTunes, such and such. You know, we like to have those reviews. We actually do have a few reviews that came through. One of them, let's see, I'm gonna read it here. It is from the 101, the Movie Making 101 reviewer. This was on November 6th. It said, wow. The most exquisite of podcasts. Are you looking for high IQ, intellectual conversations about important topics in the world? You're in the wrong place. Here you'll find Bren maxing out his mic, Reinforce yelling at Bren for yelling too loud, Sideshow yelling at Reinforce for yelling about yelling, and Golden Boy just trying to keep order. It's the 4Heads Podcast. Love every episode. It really makes me smile and laugh while on the bus. Keep on casting and podcasting. You guys are awesome. Wow. What a nice guy.
Oh, that really got me right in my heart.
This is my favorite review from Mr. Paradroid Wrinkler on November 5th. He said, my pea-sized brain grew 3 sizes listening to this podcast. 11 out of 10 would listen again. P.S. Plat Chat wishes they could be this good. And I agree. Those people on Plat Chat, they're trash. So I totally agree with that. I've been, and also I may sound a little congested because I've been wrestling with a cold ever since BlizzCon.
I think everyone is. I don't think there's a single healthy person in the world.
I think I'm feeling great right now. I think it's incredibly healthy.
Well, bro, and what sucks is that at AEW this past weekend, we were in this, we were in the Royal Farms Arena, and in the arena, it's just like all cement, right? So we're just like, you know, walking around and stuff while the event, while they're preparing, and it was freezing, like so damn cold. Because the other time when I was in Charlotte with them at, I think it was like the Bojangles Coliseum, it was underneath an ice skating rink. It was so cold. It's like, I can't stand how freaking cold all this is. So I had to like wrap up, and it sucked.
How do you think the wrestlers feel?
Well, when they're out there, they're on those lights. So it's not as bad, and they're moving, and they're the adrenaline and everything.
A lot of moving.
Yeah, because like when they're backstage, like they're just running around like nonstop, trying to keep warm and stuff.
If I was a wrestler, I think I would go with like Diamond Nipple Man. And my thing would just be that I come out and I'm just, my nipples are very hard because it's so cold. And my special move.
That'd be your move?
Like, my special move would be like grabbing someone's head and poking their eye out with my nipple. And they'd stumble backwards and be like, ah, oh my God.
Your nipples are weapons, but they can't do anything about it because it's attached to your body.
Exactly.
You know? So it's like Lex Luger's bionic elbow.
Why would that stop anybody? Animals have claws. They're attached to their bodies. They're used as weapons.
Okay, this is a wrestling match, Bren. This isn't like, you know.
It's not badger baiting. You don't put an AEW wrestler in the ring with like a honey badger and just see what happens.
But okay. I think I've joined the conversation late.
How much thought did you put into this?
Not a lot.
No,
you're
Sideshow,
the one
wasn't
me.
I started talking.
About my wrestling character.
Yeah.
I mean, not too much, but as soon as I heard that it was cold, it was like an epiphany. I was hit with one of the greatest ideas in all of wrestling history.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was great.
It was above average at best.
Subpar? I think it was all right.
No chill on these streets.
I've got very long nipples.
Okay, well, moving on from that, because I don't know if we can unpack that one. So you mentioned something, damn phone. You guys said, okay, boomer. And, you know, as a person of
I'm sorry. Okay, we can go in 5 seconds. Somehow, this nipple idea just stuck with me.
Dang it, Johnny!
I just started thinking about... if that was a thing and that was one of the most popular wrestlers, like what kind of merch he'd sell? And just like, how would the audience dress up with like the steel nipples and stuff to like support their favorite wrestler? And it's like selling like diamond.
It would be so good.
Things.
It would be so good.
No, because I look around in the audience and there'd just be like fans just like with chest hair and like the belly out, like having a 5 Bud Lights. And they're just like, oh, I got the steel nipples. Yeah.
Steel nips, man.
Steel nips. Speaking of Bud Lights, the Moxley Omega match, they were like outside fighting, and they like, I think Omega grabbed a Bud Light from a fan and just hit Moxley with it. And then once that happened, all the fans started giving him drinks to hit. And then it got to the point where when they were getting to like the ring where he was about to hop back in. And then a fan was going to give him his, like, and this was like a mixed drink, by the way. This wasn't like a, you know, he was like, hit him with this. And then Omega would be like, I'm okay, sir. Like in the middle of the match. It was fucking hilarious.
This is why we should have alcohol allowed at the Overwatch League. Because imagine just like Brent walking out for a 1-on-1 and just like downing 2 Bud Lights or 2 White Claws. Like, it'd be hilarious, but we can't.
I mean, I feel like.
Bang.
There's a lot of. There's a lot of people that come to crowds that just get ridiculous as soon as they have a drink. Like, they're just an absolute problem. Like, a lot of football matches in Europe, They don't get cancelled or anything, but they have to drag people away because they're like throwing pennies onto the pitch and stuff, just trying to hit the players.
The people are horrible. What is wrong with people, man?
People just can't handle their drink.
Yeah.
You can't handle it.
Yeah. And they also like don't think about sports athletes as being humans. They don't think about, oh, this will actually really hurt them. This is assault. They're just like...
I think that's the point. They think that they're protected in the guise of sporting, you know, of like a sporting event. So that's why they think they're okay to do it. It's pretty shitty. Uh-huh. It's a very boomer thing to do.
Hey. I think you have caused the death of this boomer meme.
You know, I thought about it, and I think that is the case. I have legitimately,
highly likely.
Yeah, because it started to really go downhill once people started calling me a boomer.
But it's like it's a mixture of different factors, I think, as well. Because as soon as anything hits mainstream YouTube, it's just gone. It's dead. You know, it's dead to the wind. Every meme goes through this phase. It's just unfortunate that it happens at a boomer meme. We had it for so long. We had the boomer meme available to us,
and it was more of an Overwatch thing than anything else.
I mean, it was more of like it felt like a TF2 thing almost.
TF2.
Like, but hear me out. Like the people who pushed it in Overwatch were ex-TF2 people. People like Super Avast,
right?
And like it gets carried on as well by us, and now we were using that term, but then suddenly PewDiePie makes an OK Boomer video, and now Bloomberg are writing fucking articles on it, and it's just the meme is dead.
It's died immediately.
It's dead.
It's died. Well, this Bloomberg article was just horrific.
Yeah. So the one that shocked me was the tweet this guy had put out, where he basically had said that saying okay boomer is essentially the same as saying the N-word.
That's absolutely wild. Where is this tweet? Have you got a link to it?
I have to try and find it. It was so bad because as I was going through everything, it's like he literally couldn't type out the N-word, right? And then everyone was saying, hey, pro tip, if you can't type out the word that you're trying to compare this thing to, chances are it's not as bad as that, you know? And it was just so funny because this guy was so clueless. I'm gonna see, I forget who retweeted it, but I think that there's just a lot of people that, is ageism a thing? For sure, right? Like some people can certainly be ageist and they could certainly do things that, you know, can be super offensive to those kinds of people. But the thing is that, you know, okay, boomer is kind of just like it's dismissive. It's meant to just be like, yeah, whatever, you know? And now it's been taken from us, taken from the clutches.
I found it.
You did? Okay. Can you link it?
Yeah. Well, I found an article that features it. It's by Bob Lonsbury. Bob Lonsbury is like a, what was he? He's a radio host or something? Yeah, radio host Bob Lonsbury. And he tweeted, boomer is the N-word of ageism. Being hip and flip does not make bigotry okay, nor is a derisive epithet acceptable because it is new.
Wait, what does hip and flip mean?
I think hip and flip is boomer meme for something being new. I think hip and flip is what the boomers say about memes.
Hip and flip.
I think he means
hip and flip sounds what like is drip name? Or drop or whatever it's called.
What is this guy's
drip
name?
Drip or drown.
Drip or drown.
Bob.
Drip or drop.
Bob Lonsbury. L-O-N-S Berry. Yeah, I mean,
what is with these old white guys and trying to just like
play the victim card?
Play the
times.
Victim card with this shit.
Yeah, Jesus.
What the fuck?
They're so snowflakey. They actually are.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm really surprised by it.
I don't know. Maybe he did delete the tweet. Yes, he did. He deleted it. But I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, ageism is. It's It's so weird. Like, a lot of bigotry or discrimination is systemic. It's not really something where people are walking up to old people and, like, they're not, like, kicking out their crutches from underneath them, going like, ha-ha, boomer, and running away from them.
Yeah, exactly, right? It was because someone even on this Reddit comment was like, does the data show that is mostly teenagers saying it to other teenagers? Like, it's like people saying it to other people. Like, someone calls me a boomer, I'm 32 years old. I'm not a boomer, you know, but like, I'm not of the baby boom generation is what I'm basically saying, which is where this whole thing had originated from. But you know,
essentially this is just older people not understanding that what a meme is and feeling like it's a personal attack. And even if it was, the phrase boomer is the N-word of ageism is just the most wild sentence to begin a tweet with. What's the classic thing? It's like some comedian was saying, if you're trying to discuss how bad a word is and you can't say one of the words, then that one's probably worse.
and now it's kind of just become this whole, like, you know, this whole debate about whether or not saying okay boomer is actually like offensive. And it's like, dude, America is so screwed as a country because everything offends everyone, and it's just absurd at this point.
The people who are arguing this, they're just irrelevant, right? They are just the gnats in the system that we live in. They are the people who are the lowest of the low in the system of capitalism that are feeding money into me.
Okay. Wait, what? I don't know where you went with that. But this always happens, though. There's always, like, words that we can't say. It's like cycles. I remember like a year or two I just had an argument with Josh at like 3 a.m and we were both drunk about a word we couldn't say. Just like, it happens. Careful, in Germany. Cycles.
Delete the VOD.
It just happens in cycles. Just like some words just over time become more and more offensive to some people.
Yeah,
and then you're gonna phase the word out. So boomer is actually going to become offensive at some point.
No, I don't think so.
Like in a year, in a half a year or a year or something, like, people will say it less.
Because I think they're gonna say it less just because it stopped being funny and it stopped being trendy, you know, because now you're just seeing politicians use it. Now it's like, it's becoming a thing where it is now just like, it went once the mainstream hits it, everyone else just starts to go like, eh, whatever. And then they just move on. And then they go and make up the next funny thing. It was like remember like Damn Daniel? Remember how that thing, the kid with the white Vans, and everyone was like, Damn Daniel, and everyone loved it, and they were using it for like a week,
did
right?
Everyone love it? You freaking boomer.
Yeah. No, they did. It was hot for like a week. And then once mainstream media started to get their hands on it, everyone was like, no, that's just dead.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm not going to lie. Us talking about memes dying is also just a boomer conversation. Like, can we just stop it? Because it is like, you just move on from it. You accept it. It's a part of life. It's part of the cycle. But if you're a zoomer, you know that. You don't need to discuss it. It happened. Yeah. It's happened. Dude. And it will continue to happen.
I miss the start of Twitch when people used Kappa. I don't think
we still use Kappa.
It's a dead emote.
It's not a dead
emote. Franka Z.
Franka Z really is dead.
Aww. That's, you know, sad.
What do you mean? We're not talking about the dog itself.
Well, because, you know, the dog passed away.
Did it? That wasn't supposed to be a joke about the dog, Alex. Now you just made me feel really bad.
What's wrong with you, Josh?
That used to be my friend's dog.
We didn't know the dog passed away.
So you guys are just messed up human beings, honestly. You guys are terrible people. Yeah, terrible people. You guys sit in your freaking dark caves in the middle of nowhere just being awful. Go for it, you trolls. Back to your holes where you live.
Oh, no.
Whatface is going to die at some point as well.
If you want to talk about...
See, Whatface is never going to die because
it's going to die at some point.
If you want to talk about the exact pinpointed moment at which the meme became shit, the whoever posted the data is beautiful graph.
This is really
interesting.
Let me bring that up.
Because you can see it goes through day by day until eventually, as soon as the meme subreddit overtakes
and just boom
in its usage, which is on the the 4th of November. This was a couple of days ago now. That's when you know that it's dead. Because I feel like that is just the...
Yeah.
It's a meme subreddit.
Holy crap, dude.
It's
unreal how fast it picks up.
What the heck is r/teenagers?
It's like one of the biggest subreddits.
Really?
And it's so ridiculous. It's such a ridiculous subreddit.
I don't want to go there.
Because it's actually like insight into like teenager meme territory.
Okay.
Like there's literally just like the most upvoted posts are just literally like teenagers finding fun memes for other teenagers. And so you get a glimpse into youth.
I'm going to be
real. There's no 24-year-olds. There's no 29-year-olds.
How do you know that, though?
No, like there's not. Like you just browse the post. There's none of those people. Or like there are maybe are some, but the majority is just like teenagers posting teenager memes. Like there was like a few months where there were just like RuneScape old school memes going on, and there's just weird shit, dude. Like it's just,
you know, I know we always dive into this game once an episode because whatever freaking reason we do it, but I still cannot fathom that people still play freaking RuneScape and like young people still play that game.
It's
like
a boomer game. It's a boomer game.
Is it a boomer game?
It's a boomer game.
Good game.
It's a boomer game.
What do you mean?
It's a boomer game. Yeah, but it's old. It's washed up.
So you're using boomer now as a term to just mean old.
I'm using it as something that's outdated and people should move on.
It's just a good game. Like a lot of game design elements in it are just something that's missing in a lot of modern games.
So would you say that Tetris is
a boomer game.
Tetris is also a good game.
Tetris is also getting overtaken by the youth that have found new methods of being able to like, what was it?
Tetris 99.
Literally the original game has just been people that used to hold world records for like years and years and years are currently just getting blasted by like 16-year-olds.
Cracked out 90s Fortnite players.
They're cranking 90s all over the joint. They invented a new technique called like hyper tapping. I'm going to Google it. Hyper tapping. Tetris. Yeah, it is. It was like a new technique that was discovered, and some guy used it and just dominated the Tetris tournament last year or something. Where the heck is
that's
it?
Insane.
Here we go. Hyper tapping. One year ago, this was when it was kind of discovered, I want to say. I watched the vid of the CTWC finals, presumably the world finals or something. I was wondering what hyper tapping was. Someone replies, you can either hold down left or right and wait a small delay for the piece to automatically move left or right, like how you can hold down the space bar and it enters one space at first, but then it starts spamming it. Or you can tap left and right really fast, hyper-tapping, giving you the ability to move the piece faster than other players.
Holy moly.
So apparently everyone was just holding down the button in Tetris for all these years until the Zoomers came along and realized that you could abuse the system by hyper-tapping.
That's insane.
That's so dumb.
But I just want to argue with Johnny for a little bit because I feel like you're just, again, you are the reason why the boomer meme is dead.
You're just misappropriated. Wait, what? How can you blame me? When did I shit post about boomer? Huh?
You've literally just called RuneScape a boomer game.
Yeah, it is.
Like, RuneScape is the most zoomer game I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Wait, how is that the zoomer game? How is it?
Have you seen the memes that come from RuneScape? It is absurd. These guys are ahead of the fucking pack.
It's also only really played by young people without anything else to do in their lives.
No. There's an entire generation that grew up with RuneScape and are still playing RuneScape to this day.
And they're like 20.
No, they're like late 20s, like early 30s, mid 30s. Yeah, that generation. Dude, this game was released 2001.
Mid-30.
It was released before World of Warcraft, dude. There's still people to this day who claim that RuneScape is a better game than World of Warcraft.
Right.
Because they're just in love with the nostalgia.
Silence, let me speak.
Don't come here. I'm 24!
You are a boomer.
I'm not a boomer.
You are a boomer. Let me speak. This.
But by what definition?
By the definition by that you're misusing the meme, okay, boomer.
No, I didn't say it was an okay boomer. I said it was a boomer
thinking.
Game. Okay boomer is a different phrase for a different meaning.
It don't matter, bro. Listen, RuneScape is a game that has a lot of old game design elements in it that is missing in a lot of games. It's the reason why a lot of people play it. stuff like, you know, working towards a goal over a long period of time. Like, it's kind of missing. It's like we're in an age of instant gratification with a lot of games where you can basically just earn rewards almost instantly, because that's what game design has come to. It's like these dopamine hits, constantly like a flashing level or like a new item, like a new upgrade. RuneScape is hard-earned progress to reach one big goal. And that's what brings people in. It's a cool world. The quests are super unique in terms of, like, there's no other MMO with quests like it, where each one is custom written and designed. It's just a good game. I'll always defend RuneScape to its death, but it's just not a boomer game. The people who play it are like, I think probably around 14 to 20 years old.
No.
It's like the main demographic.
I am interested.
It is the Zoomer game.
But the game looks awful. So I would have imagined that people would not, like, younger people would not be gravitating to the game because it looks so bad.
Bro, Minecraft looks like ass.
No, I'm asking, Minecraft does not look at, not Minecraft. Contrary to popular belief, Minecraft does not look like ass.
Oh, not when you have the RTX 2070, when you've got the ray tracing features installed.
Yeah.
No, it looks fantastic. But before that, no, it's not that great.
Wonderful shout out to NVIDIA in the middle of that.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And here's one thing. I always know that I like to be RTX on. Anyway, moving forward.
Bro, look at this meme.
By the way, real quick, I just want to say something real fast. Brandon, you got a 2070, right?
Yeah.
Ah, suck my peen. I got a 2080.
Well, you got given a 2080 by NVIDIA?
Hell, I have to buy mine.
I'm gonna have to ring up NVIDIA and, like, say, what are you doing? Baby. Golden Boy doesn't even pull in 2 viewers on Twitch, and they're giving this boy a 2080.
True. You want to know why, bro? Because I'm a global icon, national treasure, entertainer of millions. I got my own TV show on NB freaking C. Not only that, I'm a pro wrestling commentator. Get on my level.
Okay.
Dude, I got to spend more time at Nobu. You know, I got to hit up Drake. That way I can get all the NVIDIA cards getting sent to me, huh? Listen, all it's got to take, you got to know DJ Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you're good. But look at this meme. I'm going to post it right now, okay? Go back to this RuneScape shit, because look at this meme right
here.
You're
actually upset.
Yeah.
He's actually mad.
This is like, it's so Zoomer that it's not even funny to me.
When you sneak out of bed at 3 a.m., finally kill Jad and hear your parents clapping from the other room. And it's Spider-Man with a headset on saying, they love me.
This was like one of the most popular memes. It doesn't make any sense, dude.
What, who is Jad?
Jad is like one of the big milestones in RuneScape. Like, this is what I'm talking about. One of the things that everyone tried to work towards. When you're a kid, you always attempted Jad, but you would never complete it because you were pretty bad at the game and you'd panic. But it's something that takes around 4 hours of consistent playing. Maybe a bit less than that. Depends what levels you're at. But on average, like, when you're attempting it, it's like 2 to 4 hours of constant content, which you sit down and you have to be concentrating on one thing. And at the end, you face a big boss and you have to have all of your timings down. It's pretty simple, actually. But
now I'm assuming the clapping from the other room is the parents having sexual intercourse.
No!
Yeah, it actually might be.
No, yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the first.
Has to be that.
Yeah, that's
no, it's not. It's a really innocent, naive meme.
There's so many layers to the meme, dude.
Yeah, because that's what I thought immediately.
100% the parents having sex.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, there's no world that is not sex related.
I see.
But Josh, I appreciate your pure mind.
I'm just too pure. I thought it was like they were.
How would they know that you killed the boss through the bedrooms?
Yeah,
don't know. Maybe it's like
it's just random.
So I put out a tweet. I said, is RuneScape a boomer game? This is what Reinforce thinks, and Bren disagrees. Discuss. People said,
and you didn't boomer game or not? Poll.
Yeah, I didn't put the poll.
Look at this one. Look at this one here. Sorry. Continue, Alex.
Go for it. No, well, I was basically going to say, like, a lot of people are saying it's more of a millennial game. One person says 100% ancient boomer game.
Definitely. So this meme has been titled, Jagex Upper Management's Favorite In-Game Item.
See, that's great. I like that one. It's like a spade full of coke.
They're ahead of the meme game, I'm telling you.
Why is there an item in the game called a spade full of coke?
Because coke is something that you add to a furnace to make it burn hotter.
Isn't that coal?
And it's just coke is like, I think, a mix of different components. I mean, we can Google it right now. Coke.
burning coke.
Coke fuel. Coke is gray, hard, purest fuel with a high carbon content and few impurities. Yeah.
So about like... that ad revenue.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. That is very strange.
I don't know why I knew that about coke.
Well, probably because you've played RuneScape before.
Yeah, true. You played RuneScape. You learned. True. You grew up with it. Do we want to move on?
I'm getting this pulled together.
One last one before we move on. This one is called Petition to Change Seed Dibber to Seed Dabber.
And why is that funny?
They just put a bunch of seed dibbers and put it. They formed it into a person dabbing.
That's the least funny stuff in the world, though.
But that's like Zuma meme.
My little brother shows me these kind of things as well.
Yeah.
But it's their brain works on a simpler basis. Like the difference between the previous Spider-Man meme and this meme is just that this one took 1 second of thought. It's like, ha, Dibber sounds a bit like Dabber. Let me just make it look like he's dabbing.
But that's where the beauty of memes comes from. Because you can have the Spider-Man meme, and those plebeians will look at it and they're like, ha, yeah, I killed Jad. And then they're laughing at it because it's Tony Maguire saying, they love me. And then the real five heads will look at it and be like, oh, the clapping means the cheeks are clapping. And then it's like there's multiple layers. You hit all the different demographics.
You sound like the biggest Rick and Morty fan in the world. Like, you really have to be of incredible intelligence to appreciate RuneScape memes.
It's so... I just feel... When you talk about RuneScape, I feel lost. And I've known about RuneScape for years. And I just have never cared to play it. Because game looks like ass. And It just looks like one of those games where like a bunch of kids would just go and spam racist crap in. So I just decided not to even bother. That's basically RuneScape to me. Mm. So when you tell me this is like a masterpiece of a game, I'm like, really? Explain how. Because I'm just thinking about their all chat being just a disaster.
Yeah. Might also just be a healthy dose of nostalgia. That's what I think about whenever I hear people talking about World of Warcraft as well.
I put a poll out.
I can argue about all of this, but let's move on to a different topic.
Oh, God, this is so boomer. Golden Boy made two different tweets because he messed up the first one. So now there's
tweets. It's for the engagements, dog.
Now there's two tweets asking if it's a boomer game.
It's for the engagements, dog. Don't ever doubt me. Don't ever doubt my game. Don't ever doubt my Twitter game, my Instagram game.
You haven't even put the game in.
Amazing.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. That one I did screw up. Hold on a second.
That's incredible. First one says, is RuneScape a boomer game? Oh, this is what Reinforce thinks and Brent disagrees. Discuss. Then Alex is like, oh, let me add a poll. I know how to add a poll. I'm familiar with technology. And he says, let's try this again. Brentcast thinks it's not.
No, that one I totally messed up.
Reinforce thinks it is. It is a boomer game. Nope. It is a masterpiece. Never references what the subject is.
Yeah, you're right. That is a total boomer moment. Yep, RuneScape is a masterpiece.
Oh, that's it. Me.
That's incredible, honestly.
People
agree
with me, though. It's a Zuma game.
Yeah. I mean, of course it is.
I didn't. You know, I realized I didn't put the question, and that was the reason why.
Yeah,
but I mean, also because I was really focused on the conversation that we were having because I'm contributing to the podcast. Unlike when Bren plays like World of Warcraft and he doesn't say shit for like, you know, like an hour.
Yeah.
You know, like he's kind of like that. You know what I mean? I'm trying to contribute. But because I'm so famous, I'm also responding to so many other messages at the same time. Sure, hopefully you guys understand.
Yeah, I understand.
Do we want to talk about this Pokemon shit? Because
Want to talk about that.
I don't know what it is. And I have no idea what it is, but it's Pokemon, so I'm kind of interested.
Come on, Alex. What is this?
Let me explain.
Oh, is it Bren?
Yeah, I slammed this in because it's a recent controversy in the gaming scene that always cracks me up whenever we see controversies in gaming scenes because, you know, they could commit so much energy to things that actually matter, but instead they're calling to boycott Pokemon because they are not going to include a national dex, which basically means you can't catch every Pokemon in the game.
Wait, say again.
As far as I'm aware, you can only catch, 150 Pokemon in this version of the game.
Right.
mm-hmm. and that's it. And people are mad because the game costs $20 more and it's on console. And they're like, well, there's no excuse. There's no reason why they can't fit every Pokemon in the game because they haven't done it before.
Okay, so let me bring up this tweet.
This is the only thing I could really find. There's no articles on it yet because it is so fresh off the post that it's, right, I don't know. Maybe there is an article about it, but...
what is it? So they're calling it Dexit. Hashtag Dexit, which is like you're canceling Pokemon for the national
Pokemon Dex. Yeah.
Right, okay.
But this is the controversy, and people are—they say they're boycotting it. Every single one of these people that care enough about Pokemon are still going to buy the fucking game.
Yeah,
like they're still going to buy the game, mm-hmm. and Pokemon is not for them anyway. Like there's this kind of like niche group of people that really are super into Pokemon, and it's like their identity now as they've grown up with it. This is not the people who are buying the majority of these games. It's 8-year-old children and their parents buying it for
them. Why would you talk shit about Pokemon fans? There's so many universal Pokemon fans that just have like one or two favorite Pokemon.
But there's a specific type of Pokemon.
Do you remember Pokemon
so
Go?
Much.
Like there was a reason that game blew up because everyone's a little bit of a Pokemon.
Everyone is a fan of Pokemon as a game, but there's a specific type of fan that just fucking goes above and beyond ridiculousness with certain things, and this is one of them. This is one of the things where it's just
the reality
is, they have no idea how game dev works. Like moving to a console in a completely new system probably means that you have to cut certain things out.
So this, but it's not only that; it's also that the national Dex is so freaking massive that it almost takes away from the game that you're trying to make. You know, because you have to accommodate for all this balance. You have to accommodate, and to be honest with you, in most cases in Pokemon, they're like some of them aren't even balanced all that well. Some are just flat out useless, but they're doing it just to do it. And one could argue it's like, yeah, but isn't a whole theme like gotta catch them all? But there are other ways that Nintendo can do the whole gotta catch them all thing without actually like affecting some of these games that like honestly are. The reality is, like, Pokemon Go is like a huge moneymaker for them, and they can continue to pump new Pokemon into Pokemon Go because, yeah, whatever, right? Like, they're going to continue to make money off of that game. But I think it also kind of plays back to, I guess, what we were talking about before with how people, like, you know, approach things with rose-tinted glasses and stuff. Because when I first played Pokemon, it was like 151 Pokemon, and it was a little overwhelming. And then the second game comes out, and then there's like 300 or 200, I don't remember the number. And it was like, a lot more Pokemon were like being added, but then you were getting like, because you're getting a bunch of unique Pokemon here. You're not getting, you know, like maybe 25 new ones and then a bunch of the
I don't know how many
you're getting a bunch of original Pokemon in this new game. So I don't know. This is just stupid to me. I think this is dumb, and it should not be. Like, anyone who boycotts this is like, honestly, just not very bright.
There are only 151 Pokemon. Anyone who says anything else is wrong.
Yeah,
the original
see?
Gen 1?
Yeah.
Okay, that's... Boomer.
What about Hoot Hoot, dude?
Hoot Hoot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the official mascot of the Overwatch League.
No, it's Hoot the Pokemon.
I like a lot of the newer ones. I haven't played a new Pokemon game in like 3 generations, but...
Yeah, same.
There's some dope ones. Tell you what, my friends from the UK have recently started collecting Pokemon cards.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I don't know. They're just like, they're buying packs of them, like these massive crates. Apparently, it's a huge niche section on YouTube. It's people unboxing Pokemon trading card packs.
Yeah,
that makes so more sense.
And 2 of them have just got really into it, and they're just buying a bunch of boxes. Like, they have really high up office jobs in London, and they're just spending them free money on Pokemon cards.
What, to make YouTube videos about it, or just because they got hooked in by the YouTube videos?
Yeah, they got hooked in by the YouTube videos, and they're just buying them and collecting them.
Those are supposed to be for, like, the reason that they're doing so well.
They're playing the trading card as well, the game.
Yeah. But the reason that those videos do so well, generally speaking, is because kids watch them, and you get the same kind of excitement out of it as if you owned it, because the excitement is in opening the pack and seeing what's in it. It's like the gambling aspect, right? Rather than owning the card afterwards.
I used to have a bunch of
the
cards.
Result of our new generation. It's just like, this is going to be what it's like forever.
Like, okay, Boomer.
Until the day we die, people will be in love with like loot box stuff whether it be like trading card games or whatever, because you open that new kind of gambling element to like kids or whatever, and people will forever always be in love with the nostalgia of gambling with trading cards and stuff.
Similarly, like when you're at a con, you know, like New York Comic Con, and I would see so many people walking around the convention with these mystery boxes. They all buy these mystery boxes. And I think, and like they'll have the mystery boxes like out on the side, and I'll see like what maybe someone opens the box, and I'll like see what they have in it, and I'm like, this is garbage. Like, you're actually buying garbage, because this is stuff that like holds literally no value and has nothing. Like, you can't do anything fun with it. Like, some of them are like trinkets or a T-shirt and maybe like keychains and magnets. It's like, I don't want that. Like, when I go and I get something like from a convention, I have a bunch of stuff behind me. Like, I like the Star Trek thing that I bought, right? Like, that thing is super cool. Like, lights up. It's like really, it's a cool homage, like the original series. It has like an audio sequence when you push a button and like they talk to each other. It's a snippet from the show. Like, it was just a clever, thing, right? But then you see these boxes, and it's a giant box too, and it's filled with just nothing. But kids love it. They go nuts for it.
You know, somewhere in the world there's someone who has XQC's clothes hanger. So
true.
That's very true. Very true.
I know, and I realize as I'm yelling about this, I sounded like a boomer.
Exactly. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's so sad. By the way, this poll is roaring on.
What are the people
roaring
saying?
Roaring on. Roaring on. We're already at 251 votes.
It's actually incredible, the results.
And right now it is a masterpiece at 51%. 49% say it's a boomer game.
It's so close.
251 votes.
That's ridiculous.
Kind of crazy, actually.
I think the people who are calling it a boomer game, they're ignorant. They don't understand the resurgence it's had. You know?
Are you saying they're boomers? And then the 51% are
they're
zoomers?
Boomers, and that's the reason they're voting. It's a boomer game.
This also, is the one poll, the dividing poll. 50-50.
Shout out to the guy who screenshotted my original tweet, dumbfast, and then showed it to me. And apparently he voted the same in both tweets. He
that
said,
is fantastic.
He said it's a masterpiece. A lot of people are saying it's a masterpiece, but I don't know. I don't know. I have no opinion either way on this game, because I just, then moving on to another ridiculous story that had happened. Drake was booed at a music festival.
Oh, bro.
Don't understand the reasoning behind it. So apparently Tyler, the Creator, recruited Drake to perform at his annual Camp Flog Gnaw Carnival in Los Angeles over the weekend, and it did not go very well. As reported by Billboard, Drake was booed Sunday during a performance at the erstwhile Odd Future Members Odd Future Members Festival. Now in its sixth year, in social media video of the awkward exchange, Jake wraps up a verse from his 2013 track Wu-Tang Forever. Like I said, I'm here for you. The visibly annoyed rapper tells the crowd, if you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. And after being met with a chorus of applause and boos, he ends his set. It's been love. He tells the crowd, I love you. I go by the name of Drake. That's how he ended his set.
What a strange scenario. Like, what's the reasoning for it, though?
I don't know. He was a surprise headliner.
Tyler, the Creator, attracts a very edgy fan base that don't like kind of traditional rap, don't like mainstream stuff too much. Tyler, the Creator, like, kind of got big off of his like niche style of rapping, where he's like quite edgy, you know. And he attracts the. If I was to say one thing that would be comparable, it would be like that Stan culture. You know what I mean? By that.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the kind of people that want to associate themselves with Tyler, the Creator, and his music. Now, Tyler doesn't necessarily like that. And Tyler is very good friends with Drake. And in his fans' eyes, Drake is just everything that Tyler, the Creator, is not. Drake is like mainstream, raps about, you know, some basic stuff. Tyler is just a fucking crazy guy.
Oh.
But Tyler and Drake, you know, Tyler really likes Drake. And he invited him out for a show, and like, pretty much you invite Drake out anywhere to perform, he's gonna get cheers. But the fact that he got booed is just fucking embarrassing. It's like a bunch of kids
and also their guy was the one that brought him out.
Yeah, Tyler brought him out.
It wasn't like this festival is owned by someone who works with Tyler, the Creator, and then it kind of like got, you know, tacked on and became this thing that Tyler, the Creator fans like enjoy.
Yeah.
No, this is owned by Tyler, the Creator. He brought out his boy.
That is so weird. That should have
said something.
That is so strange.
It's so weird.
But
it's,
I feel like Tyler should have just walked out and just addressed the crowd because it's his festival.
No, but he's not going to try. He's not going to mess with Drake's flow, though, right? Like while he's on stage.
Yeah.
That's
he's not going to do that.
Yeah, very maybe, condescending, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would just be like, if I was Tyler, I'd just be like very personally upset.
Oh, yes.
That I brought out someone that I really like love, and then my fans just.
He's just changed his Twitter bio to embarrassed by fans right now.
Wait, Tyler?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and well, apparently,
he's just put out a bunch of tweets about it. Like, a bunch of tweets.
He said he's taking it in stride, and it was a moment of humility, which is always welcome. That's fair. That's fair.
Another tweet from him. That shit was like mob mentality and cancel culture in real life. And I think that shit is fucking trash. He's so right about that.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're getting to the point now where it's borderline absurd, right? Like it was absurd before for me, but then, you know, for like the general public, and there's some things that like totally make sense, right? That like I totally understand. I don't want to go too far into it, but I some instances where I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But sometimes, man, the things that people just get, like, it's just like the Pokemon thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's just literally the Pokemon thing.
Yeah.
People get same so thing. Riled up over something that is so just unnecessary when there are actual problems in this world, and they want to get riled up over Drake fucking performing at a Tyler, the Creator music festival. Like, get out of here, bro. Can't even with these people right now.
Yeah, it is insane. But also, I mean, the amount of energy that you can put into things isn't additive. Like, these people could also spend all of their time and a lot of their energy on very worthwhile things. They might just also really dislike Drake for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I'm not a Kanye fan, and we were talking beforehand
Kanye's insane. And everything that I've ever seen from Kanye is just pure insanity.
Yeah, the guy is kind of cracked.
Well, yeah, so. he's wild.
I'm never going to be able to get over that.
And I've been in rehab a few times, so, you know, it's not...
I'm just never going to get over that merch. That merch was legit just the wildest thing I had ever seen in my life.
So crazy. Buy it.
People bought it?
No, of course. People did.
It.
Right,
I'm
but it's.
Don't buy it.
But it's I'm not going to buy it, but I would have just to see what it looked like. Because no. I was curious.
None of us.
Now you're upset at someone's merch when you don't have to buy it.
Right, but I think the thing that we're upset about is not that he made it, it's that some people will consume it. That's what's annoying about it. It's not that he made it. It's that there are people out there dumb enough to buy it just because he made it.
But that's also just content in a nutshell, right? I mean, you kind of play counterpoint to something that I am evidently not a fan of. But to kind of play on the other side, think about it like this, right? If his fans are willing to purchase this thing, right? Like, who are we to judge? Because they support him. People consume content, period, right?
You shouldn't take advantage of your fans by giving them dog shit merch just because you know that they're going to buy it. Like, that's so... It's actually exploitative.
But
you're just
Kanye
like,
doesn't
these
think
idiots
it's...
will buy whatever I make, so I'll spend £2 on
but
it.
But does Kanye think it's dog shit merch?
Oh, well, nice if crazy. He doesn't, then he really is tapped. Because that stuff is just the worst stuff I've ever seen in my life. There are no redeeming qualities. It is just garbo in every single sense.
Can we find it? Jesus King merch.
At least our merch is sort of lit.
Yeah, that's right. No, you can't buy our shirt anymore. Our shirt's gone.
No, our shirt's gone.
I just want to know how many people bought it. I'm so nervous.
Lord knows.
It's, okay. I hope it's more than 50.
We should have gotten the Jesus is Kanye. Wait, what's the name of it?
Jesus is Kanye.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would not be surprised if he put out another album that was called Jesus is Kanye. Kanye is Jesus. He's just slowly trying to make himself a messiah figure.
Jesus is King.
Yeah. We should have gone that route with the Foreheads merch. It should have just been...
So I think he took down a bunch of the merch that was on the store, or it was just a limited drop, because I'm going to link this for you guys, but I'm looking at it. Oh my God, what's with the hyperlink? Jeez. But that's a tweet to the pictures of all the shirts and what, anyway, if you want to call them shirts. But then the if you click on the website, shop Kanye West or whatever, the only thing that's on there now are the Jesus the King vinyl and digital download, the CD digital download, the other digital download, and a cassette tape.
Oh, which yeah.
Is actually kind of cool that he's so like a cassette tape. Like, I, you know, I'm
yeah, that's but so yeah, has all the merch disappeared? Was it just a big PR move? He wasn't even intending on selling any of it anyway, because that's even weirder.
I'm pretty sure he did sell.
Maybe it was a flash sale.
Yeah, it could have been a flash sale, kind of like with our foreheads merch.
Yeah, I don't know, you man. Know? I've given up. There are some people in the world that are just it's impossible to tell what's going on inside of their heads.
Yeah, it's a little odd, but I don't know. I think the again, it's all one giant social experiment. That's really what it is, man. It's all one social experiment. Just try and mess with us. Speaking of social experiments, let's get back to the poll. 391 votes. We have 15 minutes left. And 51% believe it is a boomer game.
No.
51%.
No, it's 51% of your followers who all have an average age of about 72.
Okay, so Brent and Josh retweeted.
That's not fair. I have Fortnite fans that follow me.
Yeah. You got 15 minutes.
I have such a wide variety of followers on Twitter, from Overwatch to Halo to COD to Gears.
Bro,
to
2007 to RuneScape. Old school RuneScape got released in 2011.
Brent's actually upset, and I love it.
The game is a fucking Zoomer game.
I'm actually surprised by the amount of people like speaking up against this.
Yeah, because McGravy upset, dude.
Babe. Whoa,
dumb as fuck. Like, just it's actually just silly to even argue against it.
So Reagan says, WoW is definitely the boomer game, and RuneScape's the Zoomer counterpart. But it's a rare case of when the boomer is actually superior, so it's easy to see where the confusion happens.
Neither
Rooney.
Of those are boomy games, though. Neither it's just the mainstream misuse of the term boomer to mean anything that's old. Boomer's supposed to refer to like things that are like
out of touch.
Yeah, and neither World of Warcraft nor RuneScape is out of touch. Like, I don't know what...
I could argue World of Warcraft for a point of time is out of touch.
This goes back to the original discussion we all have of people misappropriating the word boomer now.
Yeah.
So.
And that kills the meme.
I think we're just talking about something that like we can cheer up and like laugh about.
Oh, Jonathan.
This is so serious. This is so edgy now.
Jonathan,
how about
Johnny's your wholesome...
feel-good story of the day?
Wait, are we getting towards the end?
Well, yeah. We're fairly close to the end. I mean, we've been going for like 55 minutes at the moment.
There you go, Johnny.
Alright, okay, well, it's not really news, but it's more like a PSA maybe?
Okay.
PSA maybe. So I follow this Instagram page for a while.
I don't know.
And it's a non-profit kind of like support website.
Okay.
Oh, and we have another thing that we're going to end on too.
Oh, we do?
No, yeah.
So this is a bit of a PSA, I suppose.
Okay, please
about
share it.
Dogs that you can adopt that are rescued from the South Korean meat trade.
All
of these dogs, they were like born in like a South Korean meat farm, because there's a lot of history. Like North Korea and South Korea were at war. It was rough times. Economy was bad. They didn't have any food, and South Korea had to resort to essentially eating dogs because they were so poor and couldn't find meat and they needed to have protein some kind of way. You can't really blame like South Koreans for it, because they were essentially under very rough circumstances and they were like, we need food.
But you can blame them now.
So, well, for still So this is what these non-profit organizations are fighting against. So they're trying to rescue dogs and shut down South Korean dog meat farms. And they rescue all these dogs and they actually, import the dogs to the States. They get them clean. They make sure they don't have any diseases, vaccines, all that good stuff. And then you can adopt these dogs
for some of money, and they're so cute, and I love these small cute dogs.
Well, they are
so
very cute.
If you're thinking about getting a dog, like me and my girlfriend, you too can go and adopt one of these cute Korean dogs.
Awesome.
And make them live a happy life. And just looking at these pictures, I mean,
so for any of our audio listeners, you can go on Instagram, follow Dove_Project. That is the that is the Instagram account. And then you can also go to adoptapet.com if you want to go and support this, because it seems like a really good cause. Johnny,
I'm going to drag this back down again. I'm sorry.
Stop. But, no, you're not allowed to. This is my segment. You can't make this miserable. This is my segment. You can't take Johnny's wholesome shit and make it miserable. No,
but I really want to know where it is.
I'm not going to make it miserable. I'm not going to make it miserable. But I don't know whether I've been infected by woke culture or something. It's just seeped into my brain from following people on Twitter. But when I read this, it strikes me as an incredibly, I don't know what the word is, like, Westocentric, like appeal. Because I'm imagining an alternate universe in which Asia is rescuing pigs from our farms. And, like, getting them adopted. Are there really any differences between the two?
Oh, God.
But seriously, gosh.
Pigs. Human's best friend.
But also, pigs are really intelligent. Pigs are very intelligent, yes. And get slaughtered en masse and do make lovely, cute little pets as well.
I refuse to have this conversation.
I love this.
I'm going to leave it at this and let the YouTube comments decide.
Yeah.
I love it. I think you're correct, honestly. I think this is a lofty idea that's been
killed, Jonathan's
kind of. It feels like not Western centric, but definitely LA centric, is what it feels like to me. Like, this is something that people talk about in between their yoga classes and boba tea sessions. It's like adopting these dogs from South Korea. Like, surely there must be a more I don't know. Time and money efficient way of saving these animals rather than sending them all the way to
another
country.
Okay, let's talk about the logistics of adopting, say, a cow instead of a dog, because hey, both are going to die, so you might as well get a cow.
What about a pig, though?
It's much easier. It's much easier to hold a dog. Okay, would you walk around the streets of Burbank or whatever with a freaking pig and just trying to feed this pig, and this pig is just shitting everywhere? You can't teach the pig any tricks.
Yes,
fun fact.
You can.
It's way easier to take care of a dog, and you're saving a life.
Interjecting
life,
here,
so
when I lived in California,
dog
when I lived in California, my neighbor had a pig.
Yeah,
but it's
pigs
way harder.
Pigs. I don't think it is harder. I think it's just because it's more culturally normal in the West to own dogs than it is to own pigs. So it's just, I don't actually think it is easier to own a dog than it is to own a pig. I mean, I think it's probably easier for somebody who lives in America to own a dog because there's so much infrastructure and knowledge already within the culture about how to own them and not fuck their lives up. But I'm not so sure.
I can't believe you took Johnny's wholesome segment of the week and just dragged it through the mud.
And I got it. Ren doubled down.
Yeah, we have to save this. Let us know. You know, if you're watching on YouTube and also Twitch and our listeners too, please don't rate us lower for this, because me and Johnny are on one end of the fence. And
I think your heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
Definitely always adopt instead of buying from breeders, because
that's true.
And they are adorably cute.
Here I am trying to save lives.
Yeah.
Okay, go find an Instagram, adopt a pig. Where is that? Go promote it.
I don't know. Okay. I'm Googling it now. Instagram, adopt a pig.
While Josh does that.
Adopt a pig in Arizona.
Gosh, dang it.
Oh my God, I found it immediately.
Adopt a pig. California.
Adopt a pig, ca.org. These are so
adopt
cute.
Adopt a pig in California.
They're so cute. So cute.
The sanctuaries for potbelly pigs in California are full and overflowing. The shelters are euthanizing at an alarming rate. Guys, we got to start adopting these pigs. It's way easier than adopting the dogs.
We absolutely have to. These pigs need us. Surrendering your pig? What is that? Oh, I see. Right. It's like, don't worry, you can give your pig to us. We'll look after it.
Oh, actually, I'm looking at some. Oh, there's some of these pigs are so cute.
I mean, I guess it comes down to, do pigs process misery at the same rate as dogs? Right? Because that's what it comes down to.
Come on, that's dude, we're diving so far into the rabbit hole on this thing.
What about rabbits?
I used to have a rabbit.
I have eaten wild rabbit many times, but also people keep rabbits as pets. It's really strange, actually, that some animals you can exist with the duality of both eating them and knowing that some people keep them as pets. And for dogs, people are just like, nope. I mean, I also just think that it should be nope.
This is the part where it's like, you know, I think back in the day, I would have been like, yeah, but bacon is so good. But now me saying that out loud, I feel disgusting.
You know,
and I had bacon this morning and I feel terrible about this whole thing because you know what, Josh, not to take away from Johnny's wholesome moment of the week, which was wholesome Dove Project on Instagram. Check them out. But what I'm saying is that you're not wrong. You're not wrong because why is it that we as humans place a value of one life over another? And even with you in your dark Sith cave in the middle of the Death Star can come up with a very logical perspective on this whole thing. And I hate you. I hate you for it.
Thank you.
I had bacon this morning and I feel, and you know what's crazy? Wait, I had bacon this morning, but my mother-in-law, she stayed over because she watched Stella while we were at AEW. And right before they went shopping, me, Cynthia and my mother-in-law has a lot of vegan food. And she was like, oh, hey, I have vegan sausage if you want it. And I was like, nah, fam, I'm going to have some bacon. I feel fucking terrible now, man. I feel terrible.
Don't let guilt decide your life. You just got to do what you do. You know, if you're that's fine. Just slaughter pigs and eat well.
I also don't agree with the statement. I don't agree with the statement that you're saying that, you know, like they're completely similar because they're not. Because back in the day when we were hunters, like wolves and dogs actually had a value in that they helped us chase down animals so we could hunt and gather food. Whereas pigs, they don't have any value to them except being cute and eating. Like they can't help us hunt and they have no, like they have good noses, but they're not effective.
Dogs are not an effective thing.
And so maybe in this day and age, it's the same because dogs are not helping us hunt anymore, and so they have the same.
I mean, look at Hugo.
But you can't just say like I don't understand why we've come to this point where
I mean it's
way more status over pigs.
Yeah, but Josh, he has a good point. It's just oh man, this is gonna be so. I said we should not offend anyone today, and I'm fairly certain we've offended at least one group in society with this episode.
Dog
or four.
Four today, yeah.
Yeah. Let's try not to offend people anymore and move on to our final topic that we're going to talk about here because you guys were involved in it. Unfortunately, I couldn't because I was working this weekend. But Puckett had an incredible charity event this past weekend. And shout out to Christopher Elizabeth Puckett for killing the game. He was doing something for veterans for Veterans Day. He was working with Stack Up, which is a charity that helps out, you know, like people raise money and whatnot. And he raised $50,000 for the vets, which is incredible. So nice. Way to go, Puckett. The charity was for Save Our Soldiers. So it's everyday 22 servicemen and women take their lives, and with the help of the Call of Duty community, we hope to change that. That was the charity. I think that was Puckett's charity. Save our soldiers.
Yeah, that's the one that he chose.
Okay, and incredible stuff, man. How was it being a part of it?
It was a lot of fun. It was also utterly insane because he had been flying from the East Coast to the West Coast, kind of. Fairly often in the run-up to it, and gathered a bunch of people to run it. And we've been trying to run stuff like that out of our house for a while, so we knew like how the set would work and stuff like that. But You can just occasionally you can just see me stripping in the background in order to get dressed into an admiral costume and throw pies in people's faces, dress people up as clowns. There were just like so many ideas swirling around.
No one had a plan. It just escalated.
Yeah, Puckett had a plan, but Puckett's plan got crazier and crazier and crazier as it went on.
Yeah. How is it working with Ben?
That was great. It was great. We played a 2v2 tournament against him, and Bren hard carried me into a win. So the two Overwatch people.
Wait, you beat Bren?
Oh, we beat
Benson. I'm sorry, you beat Ben.
We beat Benson and Matt. Benson and Matt were on the other team.
Yes!
And I've never played the game before, and I had the same KD as both of them. And Bren was just on fire.
Wait, were you guys using controllers or keyboard and mouse?
Keyboard and mouse, obviously. Benson was using controller, to be fair. But that was his choice.
What a boomer.
I fucking dominated. I pounded.
Yeah.
Like,
were you playing gunfire?
Right? I would put that in my reel to just make me eligible to cast Call of Duty. I just absolutely demolished.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for beating Ben.
I just puked all day. That was great.
Yeah.
Really?
Jonathan had the most fun day.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I had a weird night with my girlfriend the night before. We went to Sugarfish for the first time. So we just had like exclusive sushi and whatever. I ordered in a few things. I got like some lobster roll or something. It just tasted a bit off or something. I don't know.
And, wow.
Then after that, we decided to go for dessert. And we had obviously been drinking wine at the time. So we went to get crepes, and we went into this empty French place in Pasadena to get crepes, which were really good. And then we were kind of drunk at the time, so we were like, "Oh, that's one that cute bar we went to one time." And so we walked into our French bar, and we had more wine, and we had a cheese platter with a bunch of olives and meat on it and stuff. And then the next day, I woke up, and it was not great.
Johnny.
And feels then so I bad watched Watchmen, and Watchmen is dope. That's a dope.
I haven't seen
TV
that
show.
Yet. I gotta watch that and Golden Compass. That I'm actually gonna watch that. Once
really,
we're done here.
You're gonna watch the Golden Compass after the previous interpretation of it was so utterly horrifically garbage, HBO.
Bro? This guy's James McAvoy, bro. I'm on board.
Well, HBO usually come out with some decent stuff, you know?
Apparently, everyone said it's a banger. So I'm
almost any interpretation of a fantasy novel ends up being awful.
Hmm.
I realize that I'm saying that with like Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones still out there, but so many of them are just done horribly that unless people have already watched a ton of it and say that it's amazing, I just don't have any faith.
I'm going to give it a try.
Dune at some point. Coming up, and
oh really?
Yeah, not gonna watch that unless everyone says it's amazing.
So you just follow what everyone says, Josh. You're just someone.
I mean,
you're just a follower.
That's the same as
typical
like following
Zoomer
reviews.
Thing to do.
Like what you try every single piece of content just to see whether it's worthwhile. Just random stuff pops up, and you're like, I'm gonna spend my time
anime?
Watching this.
Anime, if I see it and it looks interesting, I'm like, yeah, I'll give it a try. You told me Food Wars isn't good, so your opinion is shattered.
It's not
good. I don't
good.
Care, okay?
Wait,
I don't
that is
care.
Good.
It is good. 3 out of 4 says it's good. Clearly, it has to be good.
The first episode
good, right?
has a woman getting tentacled.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she
that's
was eating that, something disgusting, and that's
that
how
good
it felt.
Shit.
You, it's not that graphical, though, Sideshow. Now you're making us sound weirdos. It's not like that graphical.
You are. I think Alex only watches it for the tentacles.
Well,
yeah.
The more you watch it, the less they do of those scenes, and the more it becomes about the characters and cooking dishes.
True.
Yeah.
Improving in their
they
cooking.
They seemed very
Cynthia hates it, too, though. She can't stand the show. She tells everyone I'm watching a porno food show.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she watches Temptation Freaking Island, so I have no, I don't feel any regret.
What is Temptation Island?
It's like Love Island. It's the American version.
What, an anime?
Oh,
no. The reality show.
They just rename it Love Island, Temptation Island.
Yeah, it's so like the whole time I'm watching this show, like I sat down with Cynthia for a moment to look at it, and then I was like, why did they agree to come to this if they were just going to bang other people and get mad at each other for it?
Oh, the fame and the money, right? The fame and the money and the banging.
But it's like they're like trying to like they start the show and it's like we're here because we want to repair our relationship and we want to come out of this stronger. It's like bitch, get out of here! You what are you smoking, dog? You ain't trying. But you tricked your girl into coming to this place so you can bang some hot chicks. You're a douchebag.
Don't go to the island in the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like exes, aren't they?
No. In Temptation Island, they're couples.
Hey, do you want to do this thing? No. That's bait. You're falling for the bait. It's just exes that are like, hey, do you want to go get some money? Like, we can just bang other people and we'll just go there acting like if we are a couple.
See, I'm not falling for it because I'm not watching it, okay? I just saw that one segment where she was mad because I passed by, Cynthia was watching, and I was scratching my ass, and I was just, like, walking by, and then I looked, and then I was like, the fuck is this? And then I saw what she said, and then they showed the scenes, and even Stella agrees that it's trash, and that's it.
You're walking past scratching your ass. Cynthia's going to be taking your ass to fucking Temptation Island if you're not careful.
Yeah, go on ahead. Go on ahead.
But you guys are naive. Oh,
they need to do Boomer Island.
Boomer Island.
Golden Boy there.
Oh, they pair up a boomer with a zoomer and send them to an island, and they have to learn how to live together. And the boomers have to teach them like survival skills, and the zoomers have to teach them how to use the technology and like stuff.
And
like
then
that.
The boomers cheat on each other.
So I have a development. You guys are pretty naive, though, thinking that it's just like couple saying, "Oh, we'll just go on this." You know, these people are scouted for these TV shows.
Oh, it's all just script.
Yeah, obviously, yes. I know, but it's so stupid. It doesn't change it.
Okay.
Speaking of stupid, by the way, I just have to finish with this. The poll is over.
Yeah.
633 votes. And I don't even know how this is possible. It's 50-50.
Yeah, that's actually impossible because
it's an odd number of votes. Yeah.
I don't get how it works. I'm gonna see maybe the engagements, or I could look at the that.
Well, regardless of it, I mean, you attract this weird demographic of people. So,
what do you mean I attract this weird fake poll?
It's a fake poll.
It's not a fake poll.
Exactly 50-50.
It's fake news, dude.
It's not a fake poll, dude. How is it fake? I have such a wide variety.
Oh my god, it's 50-50, but the winner is it's a masterpiece.
So, would you look at that?
No, mine says it's a boomer game.
No, it definitely says it's a masterpiece.
Oh yeah, it does.
So with
one
vote. With 317 votes compared to 316, it wins. RuneScape is a masterpiece. It's not a boomer
game. Oh, so now do you agree with the poll there, bro? Okay? You agree with it?
I agree when the results are in my favor.
Okay, let's calm down there, Trump. All right?
You know?
Oh, my word.
Yeah, where are Alex's emails? where are those emails? Publish
oh, no,
the
emails. Oh, Lord.
Can we handle some good news?
Okay, sure, Johnny. Go ahead.
Well, it's not really good news. But today, the 11th of November, it's the 8-year anniversary of Skyrim being released. So, great game. Sweet. Everyone loves Skyrim. It's the 8-year anniversary. So, go play some Skyrim, even though this is going to be broadcasted in 2 days and it's not the 11th anymore.
It's also Remembrance Day.
Veterans Day today.
Yeah, we remember the people that died in World War One.
But we talked about that already. So
you can't just glance past the veterans, Johnny.
No, yeah. But I'm now you're making me feel bad because I brought up Skyrim and you were like,
yeah, Jonathan has no respect for the veterans.
Dude, that's the title. Okay, Boomer. Johnny has no respect for the veterans. Done.
No. No, what the? That's terrible.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. What episode is this? How many episodes of this podcast have we done?
I've no idea. I've totally lost count.
We've made it. We've been doing this for a while now. I can't believe it. Thank you so much, everyone who tuned in today. That's going to do it for us. Make sure you go ahead and give us a review on Apple iTunes. Let us know what you think. Or what is it, Apple Podcast? I don't know what the hell they call it these days. Sorry. So give us a review there. Make sure you follow each of us on social media. You already know what the jam is with that. And then, rate and review on all the podcasts. Follow us on YouTube. You already know what the dealio is. Thank you so much for watching. We hope you were thoroughly entertained. And if you were offended, well, you know, whatever. We'll see you soon. Peace.